Motherfuck, I gotta record this again. Anyway, it is Connor, episode number 11 of the Anything and Everything podcast, and today we're going to talk about drugs and why you should totally fucking do them. I'm just kidding, I don't condone the use of drugs. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Just the good ones. Let's talk about some drugs. Let's go down the list. Let's see. We got crack, cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin. We got fucking nicotine is a drug. Caffeine is a drug. Cannabis. Any benzodiazepine and any prescription medication. There are psychedelic drugs. There is LSD. There is psilocybin, MDMA, MDA, in ecstasy. But also, there's also methamphetamine and ecstasy, some of them, so, yeah, there's that. Bad drugs. Let's see, I would say bad drugs are, well, definitely heroin. That's a bad drug. I would say that cocaine is almost definitely a bad drug. Crack, methamphetamine, these are all bad drugs. These are the drugs that should be advertised and should be cracked down upon. I think, God, this is gonna have to be a three-parter, this podcast. This is my belief on the drugs. I think that cannabis is incredibly beneficial for people who have, I would say, a certain level of depression and anxiety disorders. I would say that LSD, psilocybin, MDA, MDMA can be very beneficial for other people with specific levels of trauma, anxiety and mood disorders, attention deficit disorders, definitely. Of course, I don't have like any science or research in front of me. This is just going off of, based off of my firsthand knowledge of it, and also things that I've read about. So I'm just paraphrasing, I'm not quoting anything, but I know for a fact that LSD and as well as psilocybin have proven to show many, many benefits in people who have gone through serious traumas in their life or have a specific level of depression or anxiety, whatnot. And I know that LSD and psilocybin, they can help piece together, kind of a rough example, but piece together pieces of the past, if you will. If you've gone through some sort of trauma and you're having trouble getting past it, or you need a little bit of clarity, and if you go into it with the mindset of kind of having like almost a goal in mind, like what do you want to know about yourself? What do you want to find out? You go into that almost, I've heard very many firsthand accounts, a lot of firsthand accounts of people who are able to answer those questions that they have when they go into their trip, if you will, of doing that. Cannabis is also very, very, very beneficial. I am an advocate of cannabis, definitely, because I know that I have an anxiety problem. I don't have it treated, don't have it diagnosed, but you don't need to be a fucking doctor to know that you've got wicked anxiety, because I've had panic attacks before. I know that if I have smoked some weed throughout the day, that it helps me, calms me down. It makes me see things in a completely different perspective. You know, and don't believe that reefer madness bullshit. It's not true. If you're a lazy person, sorry, but you're a lazy fucking person. If you're a psychotic person, you're a psychotic person. You know, marijuana doesn't turn you into that. So that reefer madness bullshit, this Schedule 1 bullshit with cannabis is, what's that word? Bullshit. All right, so that's the end of my rope on this one. This is gonna have to be a three-parter. Damn, I got a lot to talk about. Stick around for parts 2 and 3 coming later today. Thank you guys, really appreciate it. What is up, my dudes? This is going to be part two of drugs. So episode number 12 of the Anything and Everything podcast. It's me, Connor. Not going to be anybody different ever. Just me all the time, always. Just me. Anyway, so we left off talking about some good drugs, some of that good stuff, you know. Again, I only condone the use of actually beneficial drugs. Then I'm talking out my ass right now. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. Drugs. Cannabis. Very good drug. Let's talk a little bit about LSD, psilocybin, MDMA, MDA. Let's talk about those. Psychedelics. They're very beneficial. I know secondhand, because I have not done them yet, but I actually have done quite a bit of research myself into them. My interest in them kind of started back when I was in high school. As I've said before, I had my brief but serious stint with drugs back in high school. And thank God I got past that, but it's always in the back of my mind that I always wanted to try LSD. I always wanted to try to expand my mind. I've been kind of obsessed with it ever since, wanting to try it, but kind of being too apprehensive about it. But no more. I am willing to try it now that I've done a lot of research on it. I've done a lot of research into microdosing and the benefits that you can see in your focus and in your creativity. And that's a huge thing for me, because I find it hard for me to focus in certain settings and certain aspects. I find it's very selective when I try to be creative when it comes to, writing or something that I feel like doing that day. I have to feel right. Like, I can't just, say, I'm going to do this today. I go based off of what I feel, And I want to try psilocybin. I want to try LSD because I know that, it can expand my mind and just open me up to things that I never knew before. I know this. For most people who don't know, LSD was discovered, was discovered during the Salem witch trials. They didn't know it was LSD, though. They thought they were being bewitched. But it was a fungus that grew on rye bread. It was a fungus called ergot, and lysergic acid diethylamide exists in ergot. So not having the tools and the understanding to know what was happening back in the day, people during the Salem witch trials literally thought that they were being possessed and bewitched and were fucking drowning people and burning people at the stake left and right because they thought that because they thought they were being hexed. So that shows what a misunderstanding can do. Psilocybin, I've also heard. It's a huge thing on Joe Rogan's podcast right now. I'm a big fan of his. But I guess there's a theory. It's Terrence McKenna's stoned ape theory, where basically monkeys... 100,000 years ago or something, started coming down to lowland grass areas and trying to find different food sources, and those food sources may or may not have been underneath cow patties and stuff like that. And underneath cow patties and stuff like that grows psilocybin mushrooms. And that's why they think that the humanoid brain has grown 2 times in size over those past, however many thousands of years. 100,000 years, I think it was, that they said. But that's fucking incredible. If that actual statement is accurate, if that theory is true, I find it hard-pressed to not want to do some drugs, at least the mind-altering ones. Not shit like opioids and stuff, because that shit's really dangerous. I'll talk about that on the third part of this drug podcast, but... yeah, let's talk about opioids next. But that's it for this one. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. All right, what is up, my dudes? This is part 3 of Drugs, episode number... Actually, I think that all of this is going to be episode number 12. I don't know. We'll see how I edit it. Whatever fucking editing there is. This is the Anything and Everything podcast. We're talking about drugs. I'm talking about drugs. It's nobody else. Fuck everybody else. It's just me. So I left off talking about... And again, I ramble a fuck ton, so I don't stay on one topic at all, or one train of thought. Talk about opioids. Those are fucking dangerous. Those things can get you killed. They will get you hooked on shit and have you creating pain in your head that you never even had before, just so you can get your hands on another pill, on another... so you can shoot up again, so you can smoke it on tinfoil. Let's go extensively into how badly pills can fuck you up. Pills and heroin, like, that's what we'll stick with here. I remember being almost a senior in high school, and this is when I knew that I had an issue with pills. I had a prescription of, let's see... I had to have been 60 pills. It was either 30 or 60 pills. Whichever it was, I ran out of those pills in 3 days. So, that's fucking... I think it was 60 pills. So, that's 3 days, 60 pills. That's 20 pills a day. Just for my wisdom teeth. How fucking bananas is that? Like, I breezed through fucking... It's supposed to be 30 days worth of pills. And I went through it in 3 days. I was supposed to have 2 pills a day. But I remember taking them, and I would be up at night, and I would, like, just do one extra. Like, I remember having 2 at one time, and I'm like, oh, damn, this feels good. And then having 3 at one time, I was like, oh, fuck, this is even better. And being sitting at my computer desk and having, I think it was 6 pills at once, and literally sitting there in my chair, and I remember that I was drooling on my fucking, like, arm, and I just didn't do anything about it. I was in fucking heaven. I was just... I cared about nothing. I cared about... All I cared about was that feeling of just, it was absolute heaven, euphoria, if you will. And that feeling that you get is fucking dangerous. It's so bad for you. It got to the point where I smoked, this was straight drug addict status. It was, I would take OxyContin. Remember, they were really expensive. And I remember breaking them up and getting a lighter, piece of tinfoil, a straw, putting it on there, like heating it up a little bit so it sticks to the foil, and smoking it. And at the time, I remember my girlfriend, or the girl that was gonna be my girlfriend, who wasn't my girlfriend yet, like, we did them together. Thinking back on it now, I can't fucking believe that I engaged in that kind of... Wow. Thinking back on it, I can't believe that I engaged in that type of behavior. It was just like... Needed that fix of just disconnecting from everything that was wrong. I mean, whatever can be wrong when you're 16, 17 years old, but I remember that. And I also remember being in school in the middle of class and just nodding out at my desk and just not giving a fuck about anything, and taking Klonopin in the middle of class, and my teachers acknowledging. One of my teachers actually knew that I was doing drugs too, and he actually became a close friend of mine after I graduated. Well, shit, I guess I'm going to do an episode 4 or a part 4. Fuck. Thanks for listening to this one. What's up, guys? This is part 4 of drugs that I'm talking about today. This is the Anything and Everything podcast. So I left off talking about doing opioids, that being hydrocodone, oxycodone, oxycontin. I never tried heroin, but I had an issue with pills back in the day, and I'm basically talking about my firsthand experiences. So among those experiences were a couple that I already spoke about in the last part. In this part, I'll speak about the ones that I'm not very happy with what I did. Well, first off, I don't know. I mean, I don't remember a whole lot of this time in my life because there was a lot of Xanax involved. There was a lot of citalopram, Klonopin. Those are basically all anxiety relievers or eliminators, basically. I remember going to many house parties in high school my senior year, taking a couple of Xanax with some buddies, crushing it up with a credit card, putting it on the center console of my Jeep and crushing it up flat and snorting just a big old line of it, and just feeling that just weird taste dripping down the back of your throat from the pill. And then 10 minutes later, you're just a person, you're just a being. You don't feel, you don't think, you just kind of do and act. And I remember that being one of the best feelings ever, but also the worst, because you feel disconnected. Many times I've done these pills and stuff and, you know, done them and then woken up on the couch hours later, had my dad in my face saying, like, "Hey, you okay? You okay?" Waking me out from like a 4-hour fucking nap. I swear to God, I broke up a couple of Xanax on my counter, snorted them, and then went to sit on the couch to watch TV, and my dad got home, and it was 4 hours later. It was like it just happened. It was like no time had passed whatsoever. And a couple of times that I'm not proud of are, it was my senior year of high school. This all has to do with my senior year of high school. Can you tell it was fucking rough? So I remember one day specifically, and if I ever see this kid again, I will apologize to him for what I did. But I was high on oxycodone that day. I had taken a pill right before my PE class in the morning. And he was just being, I don't know, he's being like a freshman. Like, that's what they do. They're fucking annoying. He was annoying me, and I remember pushing him down, and he smacked his face on the ground. And I remember, I mean, not feeling anything about it otherwise at the time, but I've thought about that all the time ever since it happened. I'm not proud of that. And punching this freshman kid in the face. I don't know why I was fucking with freshman kids. But punching this freshman kid in the face for talking shit about me. And I got suspended for that. I think what my point is that there are other ways to deal with the stresses and the problems in your life. There are other ways to get past the issues that you're having in your life. There are people that you can talk to. There are people that you can leave behind, and there are people that you can gain along the way. And there are habits and hobbies that you can get to help you with these things. And if there's one thing that I want people to take away from this, and I will speak about this and talk on my high horse all day about it, because those kinds of drugs can ruin your fucking life. And I am lucky and thankful and grateful that they did not ruin mine. I unfortunately have lost a couple of friends to heroin. One was my old best friend's sister. And I really don't want anybody to lose their life over drugs like this. So please find another way to help your problems.